Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is a Holly bringing us back. Magic Bus. Welcome back, 17 till. Get on the Magic Small Business Advocate Bus. And continue with us as we continue to celebrate the 18th anniversary of our show and our survival. That's my theme. That's my new theme right now, folks. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going back about almost 15 years now. Sam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the challenge that a lot of businesses get into, and you know we've been talking about big boxes, the big boxes becoming our customers and seducing us into into making them a big, you know, a big part of our business, 80%, 60%, 70%, 80%. If you're a small business and a company encroaches on your revenue share that much, that means you probably forsaken other customers, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, very often it means you're totally committed and you know you've got to treat them the best you can and you try your best. They appreciate it, but in the meantime, you may be passing up other channels of distribution that would appreciate you more and maybe treat you better.
Yep.
Now you can't blame the big boxers. This is business. They've got to watch out for their own best interest. So you can't blame them for doing what they do.
But you can never be naive enough to think, and I mean never. And I'm going to tell you something, Sam. I might have qualified this a little bit prior to 2008.
Uh-huh.
But since 2008, this is unqualified, folks. I'm saying unqualified. Never expect a big box to do anything that would be in your favor just because they can.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, they will look at you with fish eyes. They don't care about your existence, let alone your profitability.
Yeah, they tend to remind you there's always somebody waiting at the fence to get in.
And I will tell you, Sam, prior to 2008, I couldn't have said that unequivocally because I had customers who actually cared about me.
Yeah.
But I've got some now, but I'll tell you what, most of them don't.
Yeah. Well, let's think about how long it is before you actually get paid for what you've done. Now, you got your business going, you got your products developed, you have your sources, and so you commit, you get your raw materials, you produce, you import or create a product, and all this happens before you even make the sale. Then you finally make the sale, and then it takes 60, 75 days before you get paid for it. You have a half a year maybe into your into what you've invested just to get before you get paid.
And then you make a sale, and then they still take 60 days to pay you.
Yeah, after your sale. So you've got a half a year. So that finally, there is a relatively new thing, and not totally new, but it's relatively new, and it's called supply chain financing.
Uh-huh.
And it works like this. So you go and you sell your product to your customer, and then when that customer acknowledges they have received the product, they match it up with their purchase order, and they put it on their books as a payable to you, payable, let's say, in 60 days or more, then they'll work with you only in this respect because it helps them help themselves to longer terms from you. You go to a bank, and the bank will give you supply chain financing. That means that they will actually buy that receivable from you,
mm-hmm.
but charge you interest based on the creditability of your customer,
right?
Because they look to the customer to pay.
That's right.
The customer, instead of paying you, now will now pay them, and it's customers, your customers' obligation. And so the bank looks to them. They can't.
And they may even, and they very likely will even require you to give your customers an address to send the check to. It won't be your address.
It'll be it'll be the bank's address because they now own your receivables.
That's right.
So you do have to get cooperation, but of course the retailer will go, aha, yes, that's very good. Now maybe I can stretch them out even further. And because you're paying the cost and interest, but at least you get paid. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, if you're in a business, you can make a higher return on your investment by plowing that back into your business sooner than the interest it costs you to do this kind of financing.
And there are people out there who will help you with this, right?
Yeah, not just banks. So what?
But I mean, I'm talking about a person who will help you manage this supply chain, all this experts who will help you with this.
Experts, yes. And what you need to do is to just Google supply chain financing, and all these helper persons will come up, including banks and non-banks.
And non-banks, right? See, I have members of my brain trust who are doing I call it asset-based lending because it's inventory and receivables, mm-hmm. and they're doing it, and they're not a bank at all, and they're doing good work, too.
Well, this is a form of asset-based lending. This is a special form of it, and it applies mm-hmm. only to your accounts receivable as a supplier.
Right.
And it's not just to big banks. It could be to any customer that you have. You want your money soon, you get your supply chain financing by selling your receivable to a financing source,
here's the shocker for a lot of folks, and this is a little unfortunate. If you probably can't go to your community bank and get this kind of a loan.
No, you don't.
They'll give you a small working capital loan.
Yep.
But this kind of a loan, you're going to have to go to somewhere else because they're not set up for it. And this is one of the deficiencies of community banks.
Well, also...
Hold on, Sam. I got to take a quick break. A quick one right now. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. NorwoodAnalytics.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.